The economy appeared being the operative word, to have gotten back on track with a respectable number of new jobs while the unemployment rate ticked lower in April. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on April 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported April's unemployment rate ticked lower to 5.4% from the previous month's 5.5%. There were 192,000 more employed persons in April, while there were 26,000 fewer unemployed persons, and the number of people no longer in the workforce increased by only 19,000. In other words, because a lot more people found jobs and the number of unemployed persons declined, and not too many more people were not considered as part of the workforce, the unemployment rate moved lower. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Surveyor Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up 223,000, which certainly looks like a nice improvement from March's revised job growth of only 85,000. A year ago, in April 2014, total jobs expanded by 330,000. The private goods producing sector grew by 31,000 jobs in April after contracting by 21,000 in March, but that was initially reported as down by only 13,000. A year ago, in April 2014, this major sector grew by 58,000 jobs. Activity soared in the construction sector in April by building 45,000 more jobs, which was clearly an improvement from the 9,000 job decline in March and even better than the 41,000 it added in April 2014. Manufacturers appeared to still have cold feet with growth of only 1,000 jobs in April after neither losing nor adding jobs in March. Jobs in durable as well as non-durable goods showed little movement as well. And it should come as no surprise that the declines in mining and logging continued, with a drop of 15,000 in April after descending by 12,000 in March and losing 14,000 in February. The picture in the private service providing sector looked a little better, little being the operative word here, in April with the addition of 182,000 jobs, which was a nice improvement from the 115,000 job growth of March that was initially reported last month is up 142,000. A year ago, in April 2014, this sector added 255,000 jobs. Hiring in the retail trade sector tapered off to a gain of only 12,100 jobs in April, which was less than half of the 24,500 it added in March. The professional and business services sector added 62,000 more jobs in April than was clearly better than March's growth of 35,000. Computer systems design and related services added 9,100 jobs in April, which was more than double the 4,300 it added in March. Management and technical consulting services experienced an increase of 6,000 jobs after adding 4,200 jobs in March. The education and health services sector added a total of 61,000 jobs in April, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector contributing 5,200 more jobs. Home health care services was up by 2,700 jobs in April, which was weaker than the 4,800 increase of March. The party picked up again in the leisure and hospitality sector with 17,000 more jobs in April after discounting, that means declining, by 6,000 jobs in March. The total number of government jobs was up 10,000. The federal government was up by 2,000. State government followed suit with a 1,000 job increase, and local government added 7,000 jobs. Temporary help services continued to recover from the declines of January, down 7,800, and February, down 4,400. Counter to the overall job data revisions, the revisions to the February and March temporary help services number were an improvement from the numbers released last month. In April, the 2,880,400 temporary help services jobs were due to a gain of 16,100 jobs, which was a 0.6% sequential growth and 5.5% year-on-year growth. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, jumped to 2.04% in April from March's 2.03% and is higher than 1 year ago in April 2014 when it was 1.97%. April's 2.04% market share is the highest it's ever been, ever. Although job growth thawed out a bit in April, it was frozen harder in March than previously reported. The number of jobs in March was revised downward by 41,000 from first reported. If March's initial number would have been unchanged, then April's job growth would have been less than 200,000, which many labor market observers would label as quite weak. But temporary help services, after stumbling earlier this year, has recovered nicely and should bode well for the future and the entire labor market. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.